what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, July 8th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The U.S. Drought Monitor in Nebraska tracks drought conditions across the country. This week, it says nearly 94% of California is at some level of drought, severe in Orange and Riverside counties, extreme in L.A. and San Bernardino counties, and that helps explain this. Governor Gavin Newsom today urged all Californians to cut water use voluntarily by 15%.
Like reducing the amount of irrigation the water you're doing out on your lawns, for example, reducing perhaps the time that you are in a shower, not eliminating that time, not here as nanny state. We're not trying to here be oppressive. Again, these are voluntary standards.
But cutting back water use by 15% will save about 850,000 acre-feet of water. That's enough to supply 1.7 million households in the state with water for a year. The governor has also added 9 more counties to the state's drought emergency proclamation. 50 of California's 58 counties are now listed, but none from Ventura County south to the Mexican border. But we already told you about this week's U.S. Drought Monitor report, which is why the governor also says this.
I imagine it is a question now of time whether those others will more quickly enter into the fold.
And that makes this a pretty good time for a California weather forecast. The National Weather Service has virtually all of the state, save for coastal Southern California, under an excessive heat warning tomorrow through Monday. Now to another crisis that we thought had just ended, the coronavirus pandemic. LA County today reported 839 new COVID-19 cases. Remember that yesterday's total was only 515. The county's positivity rate, the rate of coronavirus tests that come back positive, is up to 3.5 per 100,000 people. That's a double last week's rate. And the number of COVID-19 patients in LA County hospitals climbed above 300 today. That number stands at 320, up from 220 back on June 16th. So a simple question now, what's going on? A simple answer from an infectious disease specialist, Dr. Dean Blumberg at the UC Davis Children's Hospital.
The models that have been the best predictors have suggested that there'll be a continued mild increase in the number of cases throughout the summer in California. And it's likely due to the Delta variant, which is more infectious in combination with the relaxation of all the social distancing and the mask wearing.
And Dr. Dean Blumberg at the UC Davis Children's Hospital, he's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. There's also concern about what's called the Delta Plus variant, which is a slight alteration in the Delta variant, and what's called the Lambda variant, which is spreading rapidly through South America. Dr. Blumberg says coronavirus doesn't respect borders, so what's spreading outside the U.S. will show up here eventually. One more note, nearly all new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are among those who are not vaccinated. Chances are you know someone who has moved out of the state of California in the past year, but a lot of Californians, are they bailing on the Golden State? Some say yes, but KPCC's Suzanne Watley says a compilation of research finds scant evidence of a widespread California exodus.
Look for the hashtag California Exodus on Twitter, and you'll find posts complaining about taxes, left-leaning politics, the homeless and immigrant populations, and the high cost of living. Some posts from those who've moved out even taunt Californians who remain. But researchers at UCLA, UC San Diego, Berkeley, Stanford, and Cornell have gathered data disputing the notion of a California exodus, showing it's not a widespread phenomenon, even though California lost a congressional seat after the latest census. They used data ranging from credit reports and tax histories to home ownership rates and public opinion surveys. One such survey sprang from UC San Diego researchers wondering if last year's population decline of nearly 6% is a pandemic-related fluke or signals a trend. They asked a diverse population sample about any plans to move out and saw no change in the responses from a 2019 survey. But respondents were evenly split on whether whether children today will live in a better or worse California compared to the last decade. UC says the research aims to help inform state policy and serve as a call to action for policymakers to address challenges. I'm Suzanne Whatley.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.